It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Mianda Angoma, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Our question for today, Pastor, is how can we engage with people of other faiths in a respectful and meaningful way?
Well, that's a very profound question. And I think that's what defined the setup of Christianity and the life of Jesus in general. If you had to look at the Synoptic Gospels, especially from the perspective of Luke chapter 15, we learn that Jesus was interacting with the sinners. And through that particular way, the people didn't love it. So now, Christ's method alone is better in this particular thing, where we can learn from him how he engaged with the people that were of different way of understanding. Look, he was talking with the very sinners. An example is Zacchaeus and many other people. So we can engage with people in different faith, knowing that I'm sure it is. It was Peter who said in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse number 9 that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but the Lord is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So even us, because we receive this particular gospel in a certain manner, we shouldn't be too hard on people. I've heard a certain pastor who said, you know what? We should not be aggressively right to people. We should know that even as we receive the certain light in a certain manner, that at some point we were in darkness and we were shown the light. So we shouldn't be too hard on people, because now we know the light. We should use the method of Jesus. How he engaged with the sinners. They were sinners yet, but they were able to go to Jesus. Even then, others could actually go in the night, not because Jesus was a hard person, but just because of their prestige. Even us, we can learn and get that particular method. And I love what the certain writer says, Christ's method alone is a better way through which you can win people to Christ. Now, when they know that even them with weaknesses and these things that they have, they are loved by us, even them to change, it won't be a hard thing. So, for me, I can get the method of Jesus through the Gospels, especially the Gospel of Dr. Luke. Look at the narrative of Dr. Luke, chapter 15, where we find a lot of lost things in there. Jesus was trying to showcase himself and how he was interacting with the sinners. Remember, that's what he came here for. So even us, we can do well to interact with people. They're not evil people. They are Christ's people. And the fact that they don't know what we know, it doesn't mean that they are evil people. They were created in the image of God. You know, Genesis puts it very clear. And if they were created in the image of God, we should have an accommodation of grace for them in our setup, in our culture, in our worship services. They should feel welcome because these are God's image, or they were created in the image of God. Now, when we understand that these people are created by God, it will now help us to indulge them in our setup, in our worship services. Really, my point is on the perspective of creation. If we can understand that these people were bought by the price done by Christ, then we can have a way through which we can welcome them in our worship services and in everything that we do. Thank you. I don't know if I've answered.
Well, that helps. That helps, Mfundisi. It does answer our question. Perhaps to an extent, we need to appreciate the essence of what you're saying about treating others the way we would like to be treated, teaching others the way we would like to be taught. And I love how you answered that. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your evangelism, Mfundisi. Have a good day.
Thank you. Blessings until you tomorrow again.
All right. Till tomorrow, Mfundisi. Right.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
You're invited to partner with the SID Media team in our School Shoes and Stationery 2024 project. We will be making a lot of children smile in January at the start of the school year with your help. So come along and partner with us in buying the following items: pens, pencils, rulers, school shoes, and sanitary pads. The drop-off point is at SID Media Studios, 8 Viceroy Link, Route 21 Corporate Park, Centurion. Or you can make a donation to Standard Bank, account number 415-215-161. Branch 051001. Reference, school project, plus your name and surname. Check out our social media pages for more information. Let's join hands together and put a smile on someone's face.